Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Batting second. The center fielder, Henry Cotto. Batting third. The catcher, Scott Bradley. Batting fourth. The DH, Ken Phelps. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Steve Balboni. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Presley. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Greg Briley. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Diaz. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Bill Swift. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Domingo Ramos. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. And now, play ball. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ramos reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cotto hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bradley hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Upshaw for the out. Washington moves to second. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. Carter moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reynolds scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phelps hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Phelps reaches second base with a double. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phelps moves to third. 1 out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Farrell. Phelps scores. It's Mariners, 1, Indians, 1. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a line drive towards third. Jacoby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Presley hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Domingo Ramos batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ramos hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brierley hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Diaz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Upshaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mariners 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allenson moves to second. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Allenson moves to third. Washington moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Brierley. Carter reaches second base with a double. Allenson scores. Washington scores. Upshaw moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a line drive into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Upshaw tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carter moves to third. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cotto is 0 for 1 in the game. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Cotto moves to second. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Phelps hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cotto scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Mariners 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramos is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramos hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Nunez now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brierley. Allenson reaches second base with a double. Ramos moves to third. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Washington is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ramos scores. 2 outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a pop-up towards third. Presley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Presley is 0 for 1 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brierley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brierley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Brierley reaches second base with a double. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brierley scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Diaz moves to second. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cotto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cotto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Brierley. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Carter moves to third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall is walked intentionally. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. Kittle moves to third. Hall moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Jerry Reed now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kittle scores. Hall scores. There goes Snyder trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Jacoby moves to second. One out. It's 8-3, Indians. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramos hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, Indians. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Diaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phelps strikes out. Two outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Balboni is 0-for-2 in the game. Balboni hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Balboni scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Presley is 0-for-2 in the game. Presley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Brierley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Brierley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Diaz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hall strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 3. The Mariners will come to bat. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cotto hits a ball on the ground into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Reynolds moves to third. Scott Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradley hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Phelps is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phelps is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Phelps strikes out. 2 outs. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-3 in the game. Balboni hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Indians. Doug Jones now pitching. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ramos scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Mariners 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rod Scurry now pitching. Domingo Ramos is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ramos is hit by the pitch. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. The umpire calls a balk on Scurry. Ramos moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Allenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allenson bunts towards third. Presley fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramos moves to third. 1 out. Ron Washington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Scurry fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Bradley for a passed ball. Ramos scores. It's 10-6, Indians. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Upshaw takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Upshaw moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. The ball gets by Bradley for a passed ball. Upshaw moves to third. Carter moves to second. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Kittle takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a line drive into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Mariners 6. The Mariners will come to bat. Jim Presley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Presley is 0-3 in the game. Presley hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Brierley is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brierley is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brierley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Brierley reaches second base with a double. Mario Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Diaz is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brierley scores. It's 10-7, Indians. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Reynolds is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cotto is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Cotto hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Seattle Mariners, 7. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.